A new state audit shows students at Utah's public colleges and universities often help cover the costs of running NCAA athletic programs. But exactly how much you pay depends on where you're enrolled.
The auditors urge state leaders to start a discussion about just how much students should pay to subsidize athletic programs. Melanie Heath is a director of communications for the state system of education, and she's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Melanie, were you surprised by any of the findings in this audit?
No, I'm not. And I think it's important to note that Utah is not an anomaly here. Mm-hmm. In fact, the NCAA analyzed about 230 public institutions this year, and only 7 of them were not subsidized.
The University of Utah had the lowest subsidy percentage. It also has the highest revenue. Is there a connection between the amount of student support and the national profile that athletic programs have at a given school?
You know, I'm not sure about that. Another note I'd like to say is that, you know, over half of the subsidy for college athletics at Utah's public colleges actually come from two sources. One is student fees, and student body leaders actually approve those fees. And another one is non-resident waivers, which are actually foregone revenue, not necessarily a transfer of funds.
Well, there's no doubt that these programs are popular. I mean, look at how many people go to the football and basketball games. You know, I'm sure that they're popular. Do you think this will, though, actually start a discussion about subsidizing athletics?
It could. It very much could. There are actually many student-subsidized activities and events. Athletics is one, performing arts, museums, service organizations, student clubs, and all of these pieces are an integral part of the communities and regions that are served by Utah's public universities.
Melanie, thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me.